kind of like school. You learn stuff, and we've got principles, too. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Good morning, everybody. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Appreciate you taking the time to be with me this morning. Tuesday, August 20th edition of the Commute with Carlson. Do you remember Tom Foley? Tom Foley was the congressman from Spokane for the better part of 30 years, from 64 to 94. And he was a Speaker of the House, the highest position you can hold, of course, in the House of Representatives. Throughout the late 80s and early 90s, he succeeded Tip O'Neill. And he was succeeded by Newt Gingrich. Tom Foley made history, became the only sitting speaker in the United States to lose re-election. Lost in 1994 to a really good guy named George Nethercutt. And he is, getting on in years. He's in his mid-80s, and he lives in a hospice care facility in Washington, D.C. area. But it's, with his health in decline, we're seeing, I guess, what you could call pre-eulogies coming forward for him. And one of them is coming from Cornell Clayton, who is the director of the Thomas Foley Institute for Public Policy at Washington State University in Pullman. And Mr. Clayton said that Tom Foley was one of the most effective legislators, quote, amazingly effective at bringing people of different views together and finding compromises. And he says, for instance, Foley was an architect of the system that saw money for farm programs and money for food stamps combined in the same spending bill. That way, the programs were guaranteed to win support from urban lawmakers and rural congressmen as well, because it's one big bill and everybody's interest is being massaged. Now, recently, that compromise is under attack from the House Republicans, who want to see money for food stamps and farm programs separated. And for Mr. Clayton, from the Tom Foley Institute, he says that's an example of how D.C.'s gone off the tracks and have become overly polarized. Quote, a bipartisan approach to policymaking was a hallmark of Tom Foley's career, Mr. Clayton said. He built bridges across the aisle. Close quote. And that's an example of what he's done. Well, let's take a step back from this. Yes, Tom Foley was the architect of the system that saw the farm price support program and food stamps combined in the same spending bill. Why is that a good thing? Because here's what we ended up having. As a result of this system, this genius system, we now pay more than we should pay at the store for fruits and vegetables and milk and meat and produce. The reason for that is the Farm Price Support Program. Now, a lot of urban legislators might balk at that, saying, why should my constituents pay more? And the reason that his constituents should pay more is, well, don't worry, because we're also going to put the food stamp program in the farm bill. And therefore, you know, the more rural legislators would say, why should I pour more money into a huge expansion of the food stamp program? Well, because if you do that, then they're going to vote for your farm price support. So as a consequence of this genius system, for moving legislation forward, we end up with a massively expanded food stamp program. We're now almost 50 million. 50 million. That's about 7 times the population of Washington State. So think of everybody in Washington State times 7. Almost 50 million people on food stamps. And a farm program where public money is being sent to farmers to keep their to guarantee a certain price and keep your prices up at the store. So you pay more as a consumer when you go to the supermarket, and you pay more as a taxpayer for a food stamp program that is out of control. And the government continues to get bigger, the people who run and administer these programs. So whose interest is being served here? The special interests are being served there. Government's interests are being served there. But your interests aren't being served. And so when you hear these complaints in Washington, D.C., all this caterwauling about, oh, the Republicans are trying to completely dismantle government and bipartisan cooperation, this is the kind of thing they're trying to stop. This is the, you know, there are phrases for programs like this, you know, scam comes to mind. That's what they're trying to stop. And all I can say is, you know, more power to them. Dismantling that part of Foley's legacy is a good idea.
The biggest names are on KVI. John Carlson.
It was our inaction that has made the world a dangerous place.
Laura Ingraham.
We have one big pre-existing condition in this country. It's called joblessness.
Glenn Beck.
Please, guys, let's have some common sense here.
Mark Levin.
We now have a new Cold War with Russia.
Lars Larson.
This is what Obama's projecting to the rest of the world. America's weak.
And Michael Savage.
You know what I'm talking about. You listening to the show.
Talk Radio 570 KVI.